as we continue our Northern Cape adventure, we check in with Alan Williams, the CEO and General Manager of Why Not Africa Tours. Alan has quite an interesting history, and he is the owner and CEO of Why Not Africa Tours, as well as being the general manager at Okeep Country Hotel. A very, very busy man indeed. After living and working abroad for 20 years in countries such as the UK, the US, and Australia, Alan made the decision to return to South Africa, where he comes from, and embark on a business venture. And then he decided to establish a specialized tour operating company focusing on offering curated 4x4 experiences, with all tours concentrated in the Northern Cape, particularly the Namaqualand and remote areas of the Kalahari. I'm looking forward to adventuring with Alan Williams this morning and hearing all about Why Not Africa Tours and Okeep Country Hotel. So, as we continued our Northern Cape adventure, we chanced upon Alan Williams, who is the CEO and General Manager of Why Not Africa Tours and General Manages the Okeep Country Hotel. So, we talked about Alan and his 20-year history and his journey to the UK and the US and Australia. And I'm so pleased for all of us that he decided to come back to South Africa and bring his expertise and create this wonderful adventure experience. So, after several years of being independent, as we usually do, Alan partnered with Malcolm Mustard, the owner of the Okeep Country Hotel. And that's how these two products came together. And Alan is now alive with us and ready to tell us all about Why Not Africa Tours and Okeep Country Hotel. Alan, what a pleasure to have you with us. We're really excited to hear about your rather adventurous life, and I'm looking forward to our chat.
Thank you, Janet, and I'm excited to be here too.
That's wonderful. So, many years of operating independently, Alan. Firstly, tell us how all that traveling happened. What prompted you to leave the country and go out and travel? Was it just the young Alan looking to adventure, or what motivated you?
Yes, look, I've always had an adventure side to me. I've always wanted to see the world and travel, and I've done that. It all started back in 2000 when I went over to America. I had an opportunity to work with fellow South Africans in America. I worked there for 3 years, mainly traveling around the whole of America. I was able to do over 40 states, which in itself was quite an amazing experience. My travels took me further to the UK. I spent another 3 years traveling all over the UK, working in various hotel industry jobs. And it finally took me over to Australia in 2006, I think it was. I went over to Australia. I was able to get there on a work visa, back in my old trade
Oh,
as a, as a I'm actually a diesel mechanic by trade, believe it or not.
I love it.
Look, I started working on the mines in Australia, as a lot of people do, but eventually I ventured out of that and went on my own and started in back in the hotel industry. And where I worked on various resorts in various hotels all over Australia. I was there for 15 years and gained a lot of experience. But, unfortunately, COVID came and messed it all up for us. But, I'm sure that is not, just in my case. I think a lot of people went through a terrible time in COVID.
But you know,
And
COVID,
COVID,
thank you, Alan, for sharing that tremendous journey with us. You know, I love how people migrate to different careers. And interesting that you tell me that you're a diesel mechanic because I'm a museum management specialist by training in the transport sector. That's my business. So
All right. There you go.
We do migrate to different things. And you mentioned COVID briefly. I was always so busy because it's one of transport is the wheels sector. It's tires on tar, so you're moving all the time. And it was so nice for me to be able to have that little bit of headspace. My sleep cycle reset during COVID, and then I
Yes.
started the podcast. So there were some positive things that happened in COVID. Of course, our business also
Yes.
suffered a little bit because our fleet was parked. We managed hotels. So our fleet fortunately was able to park in hotels, but it was our mixed basket of clients, government and corporate, which kept the wheels turning. So like you said, COVID affected everybody differently. And
Yes.
there was some good that came out of it as well. And I'm sure that, the kind of business that you are positioned in, which is the tourism sector and often local and international, it's quite interesting the impact that that would have had. Did you use that time to innovate? What did you do during that time? I'm always interested to know what people got up to.
Yeah. So during COVID, I was based in Australia. Australia's laws was obviously a bit different to South Africa. So, I was able to still operate a business. I had my own business, not in the tourism business, but was more back in my off trade. Able to operate as a business owner. I was able to still operate, so that was good for me. But as I said, because of the restrictions on passports and everything, I had to then after COVID, I found myself back in South Africa, which is not a bad thing because South Africa has always been my heart. They say your home is where the heart is, and
Absolutely.
that is exactly where it's been. So I'm happy to be back. It's definitely been a challenge, believe me,
I'm sure.
but
And the Northern
getting,
Cape is just one of those provinces. So it's good that you're able to share energies with Malcolm, that you have someone that you work with, because that actually,
exactly
the
right.
collective IQ is what makes the difference in this space and sharing resources.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
Yes.
When I started the tourism or tour business in back when I arrived back in South Africa, I quickly realized and came to understand that the Northern Cape unfortunately only receives about 1.5% of all tourism to South Africa, which is really sad because we've got so much to offer here in this area. And at the beginning, I thought to myself, maybe that's a bad thing because, 1.5%, how can I make a living on that? And it has been a challenge. But at the same time, I thought to myself, it opens me up to more opportunities. And, creating more opportunities in the Northern Cape for people to come up here is what I'm trying to do right now. And
Yes,
therefore,
and
joining.
we're here to help and support you. So let us hear about what Why Not Africa offers. And then we'll chat about a kip. So let's start with Why Not Africa? You do full day 4x4 tours. Tell us what that product offering is.
Absolutely. So yes, Why Not Africa Tours, we offer day tours as you mentioned. Day tours in the Namaqualand and the Kalahari. Well, mainly in the Namaqualand. We have various tours that we've put together to showcase, various options in the Namaqualand, like the Richtersveld. We took you guys on a tour on the Richtersveld, and you guys were absolutely amazed by, the different, just driving from the Namaqualand into the Richtersveld, the change in the scenery is just unbelievable. You go from a semi, prosperous desert into a very, very high, arid desert type scenery, and the rock formations and stuff is just unbelievable. But then we also offer tours, day tours down to the coast, which is in itself, a beauty. We offer day tours, especially in the flower season too. Obviously, Namaqualand is known for annual flower spectacle, and then obviously we also offer 4x4 tours on multiple day tours onto the Orange River, Richtersveld, and into the Kalahari as well, which I think,
Wonderful. Wonderful.
yeah.
Sounds, I'm all for the wide open spaces, Alan. I'm a creature comforts kind of gal, but I'm very happy to do road trips and just to be out there. We did a 5-hour safari. It wasn't your typical safari. We were in the rhinoceros front, and we actually got to experience the fauna, the flora, and then for 2 out of those 5 hours, it rained, and we were just out there. We had these massive rain, almost like a rain tent, each person. And we sat in the 4x4, and it was the most fascinating experience. It was amazing for my skin because it was reviving, that beautiful water is so stunning. So it sounds like it's not something to be hurried. It's definitely something that you do in your own time, and you see what you see. Nature cannot be hurried.
Absolutely.
And one of your highlights is your wildflower season, which is August to September.
Exactly.
And then you've got a tailored flower tour, right?
Exactly. So we got quite a few different options there. We have a 5-day tour that starts in Cape Town, and then we go down and we actually fetch you in our microbus. We bring you up into the Namaqualand through, traveling through the West Coast. Obviously tailored around the flowers. So we take you to all the different places where you find the flowers for that particular day over a spread of 5 days. And it's a wonderful tour. It really showcases the amazing flowers of Namaqualand. But at the same time, we also have fun. We spend time at Orchid Country Hotel and various different hotels as we travel up from Cape Town, and we also include in that a Richtersveld day tour in the 5-day tour. So apart from just doing the flowers in Namaqualand, we also take you on the actual 4x4 experience into the Richtersveld, and that's an amazing tour, apart from our other tours that we offer, our daily
Wonderful.
tour. For the
And
flowers,
then when we stay at the Orchid Hotel, what can we expect to see? How would you
well, the
describe
Orchid
the
Country
accommodation?
Hotel, we are situated about 7 kilometers outside of Springbok, and it's in a little copper mining town called O'Kip. Now, O'Kip, as I say, used to be a copper mine. It was actually the richest copper mine in the world in the early 1850s. And so O'Kip started around that, was built, there's many houses there today. The community is mainly the Nama community. But as for the hotel, it's a gem in the middle of, it is amazing. We've got, I think it's 44 rooms on offer. We have a wonderful restaurant with top quality chef cooked meals. We have a bar facility. We have a swimming pool, and apart from that, we also have four self-catering houses on the same premises as well. So we've got
Wonderful.
quite a lot to offer at the hotel, and it is quaint. It's still set, and it's all decorated in a country style fashion, and when you're here, you really relax and you just come away from everything and you enjoy a lovely weekend with us or a day or two.
Sounds phenomenal. Just sounds magical, Alan.
It is
So,
wonderful.
It's a great adventure, and you're offering this great adventure to our listeners, a full day 4x4 Namaqualand West Coast tour and a one night stay at a Cube with bed and breakfast. And that's really quite an amazing experience to look forward to. So
Absolutely.
we encourage our listeners to go onto the Jet Setting with Janet socials and tag your friends and like Why Not Africa Tours and a Cape Country Hotel, so that Alan gets the traction he needs and people start to discover what Why Not Africa Tours and a Cape Country Hotel is all about. And we look forward to bringing people to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I
Great
appreciate,
chatting.
yes, your platform is great, and I've been following it for a while now, and thank you very much for giving
Oh,
me this
thank you.
opportunity.